This is Running From and Waiting For by Elastic Ella. Summary. When Kali propositions her for the first time, Marin laughs and asks if she fucks all her emissaries. Back then, she was so naive and idealistic, thought her hands had the power to save lives. Now it's all she can do to maintain a careful balance. Every step is carefully taken and measured. She's never felt so old. It takes half a bottle of whiskey around the holidays to admit to her brother that he was right about the Alpha Pack. He's always fucking right. One of these days she'll stop betting against him. Can you get out? Not alive. We'll find a way, Alan says. And she should believe him. She should. But her imagination isn't that great, and blind faith never won her any favors, especially in their family. Marin propositions Kali. She needs to be in control of something in her life, and Deucalion micromanaging her has her ready to trap him in an ash circle. Marin propositions Kali, and the wolf takes it a hell of a lot more seriously than she did. Marin can't bring herself to regret anything. Kali is beyond gorgeous. Even if she trips her fight or flight switch constantly. Right now? Kali asks, a clawed hand circling her neck and sharp teeth brushing against her earlobe. They're in the middle of a decrepit building, bad enough that nothing should be able to even feel remotely sexy in the vicinity. But Kali's hands are warm, her fingertips moving in slow, soothing circles, and she leans further into her hands. Marin's chin is tilting up, lips parted, and there's a heavy metal clang as a pipe falls through the ceiling. Reality sharp again, Marin says, "Maybe not here." Marin doesn't believe her eyes when she sees the ex-emissary at first, but the hint of healing magic around her face, a low, constant thrum of energy, is impossible to ignore. Julia Bakari is back. Only apparently she goes by Jennifer Blake now. She doesn't tell Kali. Marin has a healthy sense of self-preservation, and she's sure the other woman being around can't be good for her chances of survival. Whether it's to stay in Kali's bed or alive doesn't seem to matter, and she feels like a teenager again. Kali doesn't go back to her, though, and the handful of ash Marin dares not release, not even in her sleep, stays unspelled. It's only a matter of time before the handful is necessary. Phantom teeth have been nipping at her heels all week. It's exhausting, running from and waiting for change. It can't be much longer now. This was recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box 2022 for the challenge Secret Message. If you enjoyed this story, please let the author know.